Good morning. How good it is to be in this place on this Pentecost Sunday as we celebrate the birthday of the church and confirmation of our four young people and as we worship our God. I trust you know that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is always to meet you where you are and to share God's love with you. If this happens to be your first time worshiping among us, please take a moment to fill out one of the little cards that is in the pew rack in front of you. It has Amos the Church Mouse on it. And when you leave today, there's a basket in the back on the back pew. Just place that in the basket so that Pastor Addy or I can be in touch with you and connect with you and get to know you better. A few important announcements before we enter into our time of worship. A reminder that there is a picnic next Sunday in the afternoon at Plains Mennonite Church from 1 until 3, and we need you to sign up for that because we're not asking anyone to bring food, but we want to make sure that we have enough. So if you have not already signed up for the church picnic next week and celebration, please do so. There are sign-up sheets in the narthex as well as in the elevator lobby. And of course, you all know that there is just one worship service next week. And what time is it?
5:30.
All right. Because you come at 10:15, you're going to miss an awful lot of good stuff. That's all I can say.
What else can I get them to say?
And then an important reminder about what is coming up after that. On the 19th of June, which happens to also be Father's Day, our graduates will be honored. If you have a high school grad, a college grad, a grad school grad, anyone who will be celebrating the graduation recently, please call the church office or speak with Pastor Addy. Do not assume we know your loved one has graduated. We know an awful lot about what's going on, but we're bound to miss somebody, so please, please call and give us that information. And also a reminder, you may recall that last week, Barb McMullen shared with us the reminder that this weekend is Wear Orange Weekend. A rally will be taking place in Ambler today. This focuses on survivors of gun violence. And if you are able to participate this afternoon, I know Barb would be very appreciative. If you want to learn more details about that, please be sure to speak with Barb. Barb is here this morning. Raise a hand, Barb. There you go. If you want to speak with Barb after worship and get some more details, by all means do so. Let me now invite you to join with me in taking a deep and slow breath. Let's breathe in, God, whom we always claim to have here in our midst, because God is. And as we breathe out, may we dare to let go of those things that are weighing us down, causing us anxiety. Hand them over to God during this time while we are here, so that we might experience God in very compelling and real ways as we worship. Amen.
Thank you.
In the book of Acts, we read about what happened on that first day of Pentecost, when a scattered group of people from a multitude of places gathered in one place. There was a violent rush of wind. Tongues of fire rested on each person present, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. After this life-changing experience, the people scattered yet again, but this time with a sense of purpose, with a mission, to be the church for which Jesus, during his brief ministry here on earth, had laid the foundation. As 21st century followers of Christ, scattered is the way we tend to live much of our lives, coming and going 24/7, always on the move, forever doing, forever lamenting there just isn't enough time to get it all done. Sadly, but not surprisingly, lessons learned amid the height of the pandemic have already been forgotten. And the more human pace that was our only option when so much was put on hold has been replaced with the busyness that so many claim as a medal of honor and an indicator of their worth. All the more reason for us to be intentional about making time to gather, as we do when we choose to carve out a place and time to worship, as we do when we come together to fellowship and pray so that we might be energized to serve and love our neighbor, anticipating that we will indeed be equipped to do the important work of being the church. We gather now so that we might be scattered later. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I invite you to join with me as we confess our sins together by praying our prayer of confession that's printed in our bulletin. Let us pray. Loving God, life is full and busy, and in the midst of all the rushing and running, it's easy to forget to take time to breathe. We confess that we get so caught up in our own agendas that we overlook the gift that is life, and we miss opportunities to notice you moving through us. On this day of Pentecost, like those believers in the book of Acts who first gathered, we take time to breathe in your Holy Spirit, to open our hearts and minds and ears to one another, and to celebrate new and renewed life within us and around us. We pray that your Spirit surrounds us anew this day, stirs things up within us, and fills us with life-giving breath that enables us to grow and change and move in ways that bring us closer to you. Amen. Friends, I take great comfort in knowing that while God is quick to offer love and forgiveness, God is not in a rush, nor does God run. God does not get too caught up in anything to catch us, to offer each one of us endless and abiding and abounding love, forgiveness, and mercy. God's Spirit of grace meets us here, but does not leave us where it found us. So may we accept, may we say yes to that gift this day, and may we see where God's grace takes us. Amen. Please be seated.